From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump takes on the media for the release of what he terms fake news. Donald Trump inferred that intelligence agencies may have leaked what he calls false information to the press. In his first news conference in many a month, the U.S. president-elect criticized some news organizations for carrying the report and lauded others for not.
I want to thank a lot of the news organizations here today because they looked at that nonsense that was released by maybe the intelligence agencies, who knows, but maybe the intelligence agencies, which would be a tremendous blot on their record if they in fact did that, a tremendous blot, because a thing like that should have never been written, it should never been had, and it should certainly never have been released.
The dossier to which he refers contains unproven information about close coordination between Trump's inner circle and Russians about hacking into Democrat accounts, as well as unproven claims about unusual sexual activities by Trump, among other suggestions attributed to anonymous sources. Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, also calls the report, first published Tuesday by CNN, outrageous and irresponsible. Meanwhile, Trump's businesses will continue to pursue deals in the United States, though not abroad, while he's president, and he will relinquish control of the company, according to a lawyer who worked with the Trump Organization on the plan. Trump, she says, will put business assets in a trust and take other steps to isolate himself from his company, according to the lawyer. This is VOA News.